Hey everybody, it's Sam Amico of HoopsWire.com. We are a week away from Cavaliers basketball training camp. We are just a few weeks away from the first preseason game. We are, what, I think a month, less than a month now, to the regular season opener in Toronto. I gotta tell you guys, this has been a really fast off season. Obviously, big trade for Donovan Mitchell. A lot to be excited about, if you're a fan of the Cavs. Lot of promise, a real bright future, we're assuming. And, I'm very much looking forward to this Cavs season as somebody who covers the team. And obviously, you know, don't just write about them on HoopsWire, but also talk with Chase Smith and John Sable and Jeremy and Akron on the Cavs on the Break podcast. So there's a lot to be excited about this year. And the reason I'm doing this right now is because I'm driving and I wanted to start just giving my thoughts sporadically throughout the season, without Chase Smith interrupting me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm the guy who usually does the interrupting on the Cavs on the Break podcast. But I just want to do this to kind of interact with the readers a little more, give you some personal thoughts every once in a while, just quick little hits, and we'll start doing this. And where it's just me coming at you either from the car, from the playground, with my kid. I don't just go to the playground by myself. Not too often. When I do, I got to tell you, I am the king of the monkey bars. And probably because everybody else there is like, you know, 7, 8 years old. But regardless, I'm the king of something. Now, I hope to be at least the king of, or at least not the king, that sounds arrogant, but at least somebody that you will visit for your Cavs coverage again this season. And this is just another way to interact with you guys. Very thankful. I am now in year number 15 of covering the Cavs full time and writing about the NBA full time. Obviously, those of you familiar with HoopsWire or Amico Hoops, as it used to be known. And I know some of you like have expressed, boy, I miss Amico Hoops. This is the same thing. HoopsWire is the same thing, run by the same dorky guy with the same vision for the site. So nothing is really going to change except for, I suspect, we'll be picking up the Cavs coverage this year. In fact, I'm sure I will be doing probably more than just post-game dribbles, be at practice more, be at the games more. Now that, you know, hopefully we're, I don't want to say past the COVID era, but at least, you know, seems like we're kind of managing a little bit better. It'd be, you know, who knows what the winter will bring. But for now, my plan is to, you know, we're allowed back in the locker rooms. We're allowed back to have a little more personable conversations with the players and coaches. So, you know, I think that will benefit our coverage. But anyway, all that aside, very exciting season. You know, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, who, guys, I kind of suspect that in the long run, he may be the best of the bunch. And those other guys are pretty good. So, you know, that's not a shot at the other guys. It's just how great I think Mobley has the potential to be. So, I mean, then you throw in Jared Allen, you know, Caris LeVert, who's capable of erupting for 40 points on a given night. So, there's a lot to be excited about, and we're going to discuss it here. And I just want to, number one, encourage you guys to interact with me, whether it's on the website, the comment section, on Twitter, Instagram. I'm on Instagram. A lot of it's pictures of my kids, but I will also be more than happy to talk Cavs basketball there. And number two, just say thanks for, you know, following me for the past almost 15 years now, covering the Cavs, covering the NBA. It's really what I don't know. It's probably what I do best, which probably tells you a lot about the rest of my life. Although, you know, I did marry a very attractive, very sweet woman. So, it's not all, you know, it's not all, bad news. But anyway, we'll be doing this. We'll be talking Cavs basketball, talking NBA. And, you know, I thought about maybe if there is enough interest in doing one of those noontime chats once a week. You know, I know chats are kind of like so 2005, but when I did it, it got a lot of viewers. I'm sorry, I'm talking like a television person again. We got a lot of visitors, users to the chat. So if you guys express enough interest, and we get say like 10 people who say yeah, I'm interested, I'll do it. Wednesdays at noon, I'll bring it back and we'll discuss the Cavs and NBA there. So, a lot of interaction, hopefully with you, and a ton of Cavs coverage. And look at this, 1 week till training camp starts, and a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement, and be talking about it all year. And of course, writing and posting about it on HoopsWire. You can also catch me weekly on Cleveland.com. With Dave Bacon on Sports for Cleveland. I usually am on Thursdays talking Cavs. I'm not sure what this season will hold, but I'll be on there probably once a week, maybe a little bit more, and of course on The Fan. So lots of places to talk Cavs and interact. So thanks for checking out HoopsWire.com. Please tell all your friends to visit the site, because I'm a one-man band at the point with Jeff Phelps, of course, is writing a weekly column for me as well. So, and you guys, I'm sure you know him very well. So, keep checking us out. Keep coming back, and we will talk a lot of Cavaliers basketball. I have a lot of these long drives, whether it's to a game or, you know, visit relatives or whatever. But we will do this regularly, and I look very much forward to it, look very much forward to the season. And hey, we will talk to you soon. Thanks.